Chapter 7. The Old Airfield. When I got to the science lab, I slowly opened the door and looked inside. Barbara was standing near the table. Mr. Kent took out his key and opened the small cupboard, but he could not find his X5 spray.
"Oh, no!"
he said angrily.
"Where is it?"
I heard Walter say,
"What are you looking for, Mr. Kent?"
"Walter, what are you doing here?"
asked Mr. Kent, surprised.
"Are you looking for your X5 spray, Clyreg?"
asked Walter calmly.
How do you know my name and about the spray?"
asked Mr. Kent nervously.
"We know everything about you,"
said Barbara. "Yes, we know who you are and why you're here," I said. I walked into the lab and closed the door. Mr. Kent was very surprised and looked inside the small cupboard again.
"We know about your plan, and I want to go to Mitrax with you,"
said Walter, looking at Mr. Kent in the eyes.
"Leave Barbara here and take me with you. You can study me. I'm not afraid. I know you won't hurt me."
"You want to come to Mitrax with me?"
asked Mr. Kent, who was shocked.
"Yes, I do,"
said Walter.
"I want to find out about life on other planets."
"That's a very brave decision,"
said Mr. Kent.
"Mitrax is in another galaxy, and it's very different to Earth. Are you sure?"
"Yes, I'm sure,"
said Walter.
"It will be a great experience."
"Mr. Kent, can I ask you what Mitrax is like?" I asked. I wanted to know something about where Walter was going.
"Yes, Karen, you can,"
he answered.
"Mitrax is a small planet, about half the size of Earth. There are no buildings, and we all live in spaceships. Our technology is much more advanced. Walter will have a lot of fun discovering all the new things."
It sounded interesting. I looked at my watch and said sadly, "It's almost 9 o'clock. You're going to miss your spaceship. Goodbye, Walter, and good luck."
"One day I'll come back,"
said Walter, looking at me. Mr. Kent walked towards the door, and Walter followed him.
"Yes, goodbye and good luck, Walter,"
said Barbara. Mr. Kent looked at us and smiled. I thought about the green face and the red eyes under the mask. I could not believe what was happening.
"You humans are interesting,"
said Mr. Kent.
"Walter, let's go. We have to get to the airfield before 9:30.
Then they ran down the stairs and left the school. I looked at Barbara and said, "Let's follow them. We can see the spaceship and perhaps a few aliens."
"Yeah, let's go,"
said Barbara. There was no one at the old airfield. The spaceship was there, but the lights were off. It was gray and round. Mr. Kent and Walter were standing in front of it. Suddenly, the lights came on and a door opened. A tall alien came to the door. He said something to Mr. Kent in a strange language, and then another strange voice said,
"The spaceship is leaving in 1 minute."
Walter turned around and said,
"Goodbye, Karen. Goodbye, Barbara."
"Have fun on Mitrax," I said, laughing and crying at the same time. Walter and Mr. Kent went inside the spaceship, and the door closed suddenly. The spaceship lights turned on, and it immediately went up into the night sky silently. Barbara and I watched it until it disappeared. Then we went back to the meeting at school. Barbara went to sit with her parents, and I went to sit with mine.
"Is everything all right, Karen?"
my mom asked. "Of course," I said.
"This is a very interesting meeting,"
said my dad.
"When it's over, we're invited to coffee and cake in the cafeteria."
"Oh, okay," I said. But I wasn't interested. I was thinking about Walter, Mr. Kent, the spaceship, and Mitrax. Barbara looked at me and smiled. She was the only one who could understand how I felt that evening. 6 months later, the day after the PTA meeting, Barbara and I told everyone the truth about Mr. Kent and Walter. The news was on the front pages of every American and foreign newspaper. There were hundreds of articles about the UFO, Mr. Kent, Walter, and Mitrax. Journalists came to our school and interviewed us. They took pictures of us and the old airfield. TV stations from all over the world also came to film Washington High School. The news was on television for weeks. Then things slowly started to get back to normal. At school, we now have a new science teacher. Her name is Miss Lundberg, and I don't think she's an alien, but who knows? Mr. Wilkinson is feeling better, and he often smiles and laughs. He's starting to eat a big lunch in the cafeteria, like everyone else. We all like his English class because he is an excellent teacher. He'll be our English teacher next year, too. Tootsie now lives with us, and she's happy. She and Tex fought a lot in the beginning, but now they're friends and they play together. Barbara and I often talk about Walter, Mr. Kent, the spaceship, and our great adventure. Some evenings I sit in the garden, look at Walter's ring, and look up at the sky. I think of him on Mitrax. Good night, Walter, wherever you are. I hope to see you soon.